After a sizzling summer's day out, enjoy an action-packed evening in with Now TV. Enter another dimension in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse and lose yourself in all the nail-biting drama of Hotel Mumbai. Or hit the high notes with multi-award winner Bohemian Rhapsody. With so many brilliant new blockbusters on Now TV this summer, there's something for everyone when the sun goes down. 18 plus month passes sold separately and auto-renew. Terms apply.
Get ready for Brexit on the 31st of October. Brexit will bring changes that affect businesses in many ways, particularly if you buy from EU suppliers, sell to EU customers, provide services to EU clients, and receive customer data from other businesses in the EU. Businesses need to prepare. Find out how at gov.uk/Brexit. Get ready for Brexit on the 31st of October.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches, betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Lulu Simon, Sue Studio. Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne. Be Your Mosta with Tina El Costa.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to watch on Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is available on YouTube. Go check it out and subscribe. And joining me is a hilarious gentleman. He's not married to medicine, but he is married to comedy. It's Ronnie Karam. What's going on?
Hi, Ben.
Of course, you can listen to Ronnie on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast, which is highly recommended, especially if you watch The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, or Bachelor in Paradise, or you just like bachelor apartments. So go listen to that. And today we are talking about Married to Medicine season premiere. And you know what? Speaking of Married to Medicine, we're going to be in Atlanta like about a month from today. It's a little bit after that on October 12th. So about a month, we will be there. We're doing two shows in one night back in City Winery, which is where we were last year. We had such a fun time. The early show does not have a lot of tickets left, but the late show does have tickets. So definitely go to watchacrappens.com to get your Atlanta show tickets, because we are going to have a blast there. And of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't remind you that this month we are going to Charlotte, North Carolina and Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville has a low ticket alert. Charlotte, it's a huge theater, so there's still tickets, but the tickets have sold very well. So definitely go get your tickets while you still can. That's only a few weeks away, like maybe like 2.5 weeks or so. WatchWhatCrappens.com is where you get your tickets, and here are the rest of the cities. If you hear your city, call a friend and be like, whoa, I heard my city. Let's go to see Watch What Crappens, okay? So we've got Carrboro, North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia, Tampa, Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Indianapolis, Chicago, New York, St. Louis, Philadelphia, Seattle, and Houston. And of course, tomorrow we are announcing all the details for our upcoming Denver show. And we're going to announce another city as well. It's going to be super, super fun and exciting. So come join us. Some of those cities are, by the way, already sold out. And a lot of them have low ticket alerts. So don't waste your time and go get your tickets. And of course, go support us on Patreon and get access to our bonus episode. You can watch Crappins on Demand, which is where you get to not just listen to us, but watch us 2 times a week. This week, we're going to be doing Orange County and Dallas. It's going to be super, super fun. So watchercrappins.com is the hub for all of that. Thank you guys for listening to that spiel. It means a lot to us. It helps us grow. So that being said, let's talk some Married to Medicine. It's back. It's back.
Yeah. Dr. Jackie. Dr. Quad. Mariah. Latoya.
But we didn't actually get the theme song for the premiere, which has now become pretty commonplace on Bravo, that season premieres, they like to just sort of like throw you into the drama and not waste any time with the openings. So instead of a theme song, we got this sort of tricksy, hip-hop tricksy sort of vibe where she's like, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you. And then we wind up with Jackie and Heavenly on set for something called Open and Honest.
Well, when that song, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to, and then nothing. They didn't introduce us anything, which was weird. But then we got different shots of Atlanta, and there was a dead alligator, like, laying down on his back. And I was like, oh, this is not going to be a good year for the eldest. Because, you know, that's what that means. Like, there's always signs on Bravo, and the alligator was, like, dead on its back. So I was like, uh-oh, Jackie's going to cause some trouble this year. I'm calling it now.
Dead alligator. I didn't notice that. That's a pretty significant thing. It's also like a pretty intense piece of B-roll there, a dead alligator.
Well, it was a painting. It was like graffiti on a building. It was art.
Oh.
But it was an alligator upside down. Could you imagine if it was a real dead alligator?
That's what, sorry, I thought.
I misled you.
This season.
Oh, so that is Married to Medicine. Dead animals.
Married to Veterinarian Medicine. So we see, we ultimately wind up at this open and honest situation where Jackie and Heavenly are, they're sitting at a tiny little desk. Jackie is wearing this crazy yellow dress that has like all these black polka dot things. It's almost like a leopard thing, but not. It's just like this very, very garish dress. And so that to me was my sign that Jackie was not going to have a good season because she was trying too hard already with her fashion. That's like not her forte, you know?
Yeah, remember last year when Heavenly went to like try out on the radio? She went on a radio show or something and she was supposed to go with, who was it, Mariah?
I don't remember who she went with.
Who was she supposed to do this thing? Maybe Quad? And she went in and we thought, okay, this was no big deal. So I guess she just liked doing it. And so now she, I don't know if this is a real news thing or if this is a podcast. What is it?
It looked like it was a podcast, but it was also being streamed over video. And so, and then what happens is in this opening sequence, we bounce around from all the cast, except for Contessa, amusingly enough, and they're all watching. So we already knew that this was fake because, as we know, as podcasters, none of our friends listen to our podcast. Okay. So we know none of their friends would be tuning in either.
Yeah, that's for damn sure. No one's going to be sitting in their bed watching us.
Yeah.
We know. They're like, gross.
Yeah.
So yeah. So they're on camera and, Heavenly's like, wake up, wait. Okay, now we haven't done Heavenly in a long time. We were just talking about this. So it's going to take a minute to get back
to get into Heavenly.
She's like so extra Heavenly. She's
welcome, welcome, it's Heavenly. Welcome.
It's me, Dr. Heavenly. I was like, what, are you two doctors now? Give me a break, Heavenly. Did you go get a second doctor title just so you could be better than everybody else?
Daddy, tell me the news. I got a hot case of loving you. Daddy.
I have to be careful because my Kelsey from New Orleans is dangerously close to my Heavenly, you know, because
my Kelsey is like this and my Heavenly is like this.
It's really testing the upper ranges of my voice.
I'm Dr. Heavenly. I'm sitting next to the only Dr. Jackie in town. Dr. Jackie Walker.
Is that her name? Jackie Walker?
It
was weird hearing Jackie's last name because I realized that I didn't know it after all these years. It's season 7 that we've been covering.
I feel like it's not Jackie. Maybe it is Jackie Walker. Something. It sounds like it's close to that. I'm going to look right now because it's driving me nuts. Jackie Walker? Jackie Walker, doctor? I don't know. No, Jackie Walker is a British activist. Also fascinating. I kind of wish that she were on the show too. Like, and now British activist Jackie Walker. I think it was like Walters or something like that. Dr. Jackie Walters. It is Walters.
Yeah, it is Walters.
Okay.
But good. I said Walker. So I was close.
You confused Walters. Your OBGYN with your British activist. It happens.
Yeah. Both things I don't do.
Yeah. Also not to be confused with Jackie Warner.
Activism.
And not to be confused with Jackie Warner, who also would be an interesting addition to the show, but sort of annoying, too.
Yeah. Well, anyway, sorry, Jackie. I never knew your last name, and I don't like it. I just like Dr. Jackie. Keep that.
Yeah, I like that, too.
So then, Cecil and Simone are in bed watching at home because Cecil still doesn't have a job. Sorry to keep pounding you, Cecil.
I think they're sitting
Cecil
at a table, to be honest. I just want to clarify. I think they were sitting at a kitchen table. Which may be where they sleep also, so it could be their bed as well.
So Heavenly's like, today we're talking about girl code violations.
Yeah.
And Simone's like, oh, well, there are different levels of girl code ethics, and Heavenly has none, and Dr. Jackie has the most. Ha ha ha. She starts cracking herself up.
And meanwhile, Mariah and Toya are at the spa getting like junk put on their arms and face. And people keep texting Toya about, like, have you tuned in to Open and Honest? Which, and by people, I mean, like, producers are like, could you please turn this on for your scene? She's like, oh, if one more person asks me to turn on Open and Honest, I'm just going to, like, throw myself off this thing. I'm like, how do you even turn on the concept of Open? I don't get it. How does that work?
And Mariah's like, this is not relaxing. Do you want to hear Heavenly's voice? I don't.
And then, amusingly, Quad isn't actually in bed. She's in bed alone, watching at home, and she's just like responding to the podcast as if she's actually talking, like in a conversation with him. Because Jackie is like, "So, I want to know, how about the girlfriend code? Who believes in the girlfriend code?" And Quad's like, "I believe in the girlfriend code.
I believe
yeah, so hard."
She's going full out in bed.
Yeah.
Jackie's like, well, the number one rule in girl code, do not ghost your friends. That is a violation. And Quad gets stink face at the computer.
Like, I said I believed in you. How could you bring that out on Open and Honest?
How could you Quad me like that?
There was
just quad and quad, and it hurt me.
It hurt me so bad. They showed a clip at some point during the episode. They had a flashback to Quad cry talking, and she was like, "How could you do that to me?" I was like, "Who is moving furniture upstairs?"
And Quad's sentences are so funny. In that same clip, she goes, "I feel sorry." Sorry for making you feel outcast to me.
Ma'am, do you want to supersize that or not? So, fine. I will supersize it. So, Quad. Sorry, you do it.
No, you do it.
No, you do it.
No, you, because it's so funny.
So Quad is, Quad is like still lying in bed, and again, to no one in particular, she's like, "Why do people act like you owe them all your business? Did they put a deposit down for the business?"
She's talking to her dog with the pink hair, and it is hilarious. She's just having a full on conversation. So then it comes back to the TV, and Heavenly's like, "And taking secrets to the grave." And Jackie's like, "Yes, let's talk about taking secrets to the grave." And Heavenly goes, "What are you talking about?" And Jackie says, "You."
No, I think that was about husbands, but that part, when she said "you."
Oh, okay,
so Jackie at this point goes, "Do you think that Quad should have shared that Mariah how to use drugs. And then Mariah is, of course, watching us. Child.
She goes, that is crazy. Deep down, they know that's not my life. So then Jackie's like, girl code number 3. Do not belittle your best friend's husbands. And Heavenly goes, who are you talking about?
That's when Jackie goes, you. Yeah. So then we find out that there's some really low wattage Twitter beef between Cecil and Heavenly, because Cecil sent out a tweet that was shading Heavenly, and then so Heavenly responded. And of course, when Heavenly responds, she responds really hard. This is what they're saying at this point. But we're going to get back to that, because we will see those tweets later. And then I will unload my opinions on this Twitter beef.
Okay, so you want to hold off? Yes. So Cecil's watching, and he goes, what is she talking about? And someone goes, when she called you stupid and old, she felt shaded by your comment, and Heavenly's a person who will go all the way to the gutter.
Yeah, which is true.
Danny, are you down there in the gutter?
It's like again, a reference to It. So,
my husband!
Danny, did you find my little paper boat, Danny, down there?
Daddy's just in the gutter being like, well, I just found the boat. We want to come and get your boat. Oh, I feel so bad that I have your boat.
So Jackie's like, well, Heavenly, do you see how this can lead to bad things? And Heavenly goes, I did wrong and I own it. And so they start taking callers, and Simone goes, God, that is scary that people are going to ask Heavenly for advice.
Yeah.
And Mariah goes, because Mariah's always going, she goes, she paid people to call in. You know that she just paid people. So the caller goes, Heavenly, I mean, why are you always so messy? And Heavenly goes, am I being punked?
And then it just ends. And by the way, like, you know, I think, like, I was like, you know what, Mariah, they did not pay someone to call in. And then the caller's name is Shlonda. I was like, okay, yes. Someone is like, yeah, my name is Shlonda.
But they're just going to call in to give Heavenly shit.
Yeah, clearly like a PA from the production company.
Yeah. So then we go over to Heavenly and Quad.
Mm-hmm. They drive to a place called the Sweet Spot. And Quad's like, Heavenly, why did you take me to a garage? And
she's like, never don't do that. Let's go in. With Daddy, I got to keep it tight and right. I'm like, oh no, it's a vag rejuvenation scene. No!
It's vaginal hydrotherapy. And Heavenly, who is a doctor, gives this very important medical update.
When you're with a man, he'll leave an imprint. And so the vaginal hydrotherapy is gonna delete the imprint of Dr. Gregory's penis in your vagina right now.
I was like, you know, nothing sounds right about this. Like, this does not sound like it was in the Harvard Medical Review.
Yeah, she's like, if you're going to move on, you got to get rid of things down there like Dr. Gregory. And Quad's like, so we're here to steam my husband off of my vajayjay. She's like, yes. Oh, this show. So I missed your show.
Yeah, so Quad tells us that she's like in the 9th inning of her divorce settlement with Dr. Gregory, and it's really so close to being over, and in the words of Patti LaBelle, I'll be on my own. And I was like, I was sort of hoping that she would say, in the words of Patti LaBelle, are you ready for a miracle?
Yeah, or in the words of like Epidine, I'm on my own, you know, something like that. And I like that she calls Patti LaBelle Petal LaBelle.
Petal LaBelle.
She's that like Petal LaBelle. Like, wow, that sounds like the most fantastic bike I've ever heard of.
Pedal about.
So they get covered in herbs. Their vaginas get covered in herbs, like, well, echinacea.
I think that what happens is that the herbs get put into like a little pot and they steam, and then the women are put into like these giant pink shower cap things, but they're over their bodies. It almost looked like some weird chocolate, like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory thing. And so they sit over this steaming herb mixture, and they capture all the steam in their vaginas. That's how I interpreted it.
But you gave it so much more thought than me. I was like, ew, they put echinacea on their vaginas and then ran. Okay, that's what happened in my mind. So Quad's like, so basically this is vag rejuvenation, right? And the lady's like, but organic. I was like, what is so inorganic about having a freezer wand shoved up your hoo-ha? Can't we just go back to that? It sounds easier.
Yeah, exactly. So Heavenly's like, you need to have a good vagina. See, I just did Kelsey right there. Daddy,
this is what I always say. Live, love, laugh, and eat. Vaginas.
One is only happy is if they have a happy vagina.
Yeah, live, love, laugh, and eat vaginas.
Yeah.
So that was funny. So Quad's like, I appreciate you brought me here, Heavenly, but why not the girls?
And at which point we then cut over to Simone, Mariah, and Toya at dinner. And Toya has just figured out how to use a menu. It's very exciting for her. So Mariah is Mariah's all bothered. She's like, well, I've never seen Jackie saying stuff, but now she said stuff, so now I see the real, true Jackie, whatever, you know? She's like, mad at Jackie, even though Jackie didn't say that Mariah did drugs.
Right. Mariah's pissed, I guess, that she even brought it up again on national whatever they were on.
Yeah.
And she's like, Jackie should learn to fact check and do her due diligence before she goes on Open and Honest.
Yeah.
Which is the funniest damn name ever. I love that they chose Open and Honest.
I know.
And it's starring Heavenly.
Yeah, and if anyone wants to watch Open and Honest, it's at openandhonest.earthlink.net/ Dr. Jackie.
Earthlink.
So Mariah, you know, it feels good to get an Earthlink joke in there. God, I was like, I've been waiting.
A long time, Earthlink.
I've been waiting.
Wow. Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Enjoy brilliant sound your way on Sonos. Play a movie in your living room, a podcast in your bedroom, and music in the kitchen. Then take the sound outside to your garden. Listen to what you want, where you want, how you want, with a Sonos sound system created by you. Discover more at Sonos.com.
Get ready for Brexit on the 31st of October. Brexit will bring changes that affect businesses in many ways, particularly if you buy from EU suppliers, sell to EU customers, provide services to EU clients, and receive customer data from other businesses in the EU. Businesses need to prepare. Find out how at gov.uk/Brexit. Get ready for Brexit on the 31st of October.
Don't forget to get your tickets to Watcher Crappins in Charlotte on September 26th at watchercrappins.com. Yeah, so now Mariah's angry at Jackie, and she's now saying that Jackie is, like, no different to her than Heavenly or Quad, which I'm like, no, except Dr. Jackie is significantly way more sophisticated and, you know, more Dr. Jackie-ish. Mariah. And she wasn't even, and if you'd listened, you would see that she didn't say that you were doing drugs. She was saying, do you think it was right for Quad to say that?
Right. So, but Mariah doesn't care. Mariah will just find someone to hate and then try and ruin their lives, you know?
Yeah.
She's like the hateful one on this show. Mm-hmm. Who just keeps rising from the dead for whatever reason. Like, you get rid of her, and then here she comes again. And now I guess she's full-time again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now back at the sweet spot with Heavenly and Quad. Heavenly's like, Jackie wasn't coming from a bad place. Those were the questions in the group. And yeah. Quad was like, well, I know she wasn't coming from a bad place, but come on, Mariah and I are not friends, and we don't need to take anything to the grave, okay? What about that taking secrets to the grave? Okay, listen, I saw what I saw, and I do not regret saying anything about Mariah.
Ronnie, can you remind me what the allegations were from the last reunion? Because Quad said that Mariah did drugs, but did Mariah say that Quad slept with her brother-in-law, which I assume is Lake's husband?
She accused Quad of cheating with her sister's husband.
Okay, that's what I thought. So then now they're talking about Heavenly and Simone being a little off kilter, their friendship being a little off kilter, and Heavenly goes,
Daddy, I don't know what went wrong, there was some Twitter activity.
And now we finally get to see what these scandalous tweets are. And basically we see Cecil's tweet, which got all of 25 retweets because it was so scandalous. It says, Heavenly needs
about as many app downloads as he got from his kids working app.
Almost. So Cecil, he goes, Heavenly needs to pressure wash her house, and I hope that Simone doesn't come back contaminated. Something like that, which was a reference to the fact that last season when was it Heavenly who was getting mad? Or someone got mad at Heavenly. Mariah was like, you need to pressure wash your house, right? So Cecil just has like a stupid tweet that just is like, Heavenly, you need to pressure wash your house.
Yeah, I don't know what that was in response to because I don't remember, but I thought it was just funny that Heavenly now hates Cecil because he said her house is dirty.
Yeah, and like, but it was also like, to me, it read, when they showed the clip of, I think, Mariah saying you need to pressure wash your house, it seemed like Cecil was making a joke. Yeah,
because Heavenly then says, he repeated what Mariah said last year. And so like, I guess he was just repeating something.
But I thought it was sort of like a jokey reference to what Mariah said. You know, that's how I took it. So then Heavenly wrote back, and I hope everyone can brace for this, because this was so below the belt. I was actually shocked. She goes, I should pay you to do it. And then three laugh emojis. And it had one like.
She said, well, Quan goes, you told the man he was tweeting and twerking and not working. So Heavenly goes, yes. I said, you aren't even working. And I don't like the men to get into it like bitches.
I just feel like these were two like very lightly shady tweets that were like did not warrant a huge off-season feud.
Yes. So Simone's like, well, she showed me who she is and I accept who she is. And she says, and then Simone is taking everything too seriously, right? Because Simone's like, well, I confided in Heavenly that I was frustrated that my husband wasn't out finding a job. And then she put my business with Cecil out there, and which Simone, you did that on camera.
Yeah. So, have you seen your show?
They were talking about what had happened on the show because there are two people from a show on a podcast. Durr. So then Heavenly's tweet says, I just feel like he needs to get a job, ellipses, and stay out of women's mess, ellipses, hold his wife accountable for her actions, ellipses, and then a period. Ooh.
I'm like, is that really putting all of Simone's business on Front Street? Like, that's, I don't think so. I think that's just her saying he needs to get a job because you guys were all talking about it at the reunion. Okay. He said he got laid off and he's looking for a job. It's like a pretty standard comeback. The fact that they're like in such a tizzy over these tweets is hilarious.
I know. And then she had to add her branded Heavenly misogyny in there. Hold his wife accountable for her actions.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh,
get a goodness. Job and keep your wife's mouth shut.
Yeah.
Good old Heavenly.
And so Simone's like, good girlfriend, don't do that. I'm like, okay, relax. Okay, you were looking way too far into this Twitter. A good girlfriend doesn't, you know, end a friendship over a stupid tweet.
Yeah, and then, of course, Mariah gets just what she wants, right? So she's like, and has Quad shown you who she is? And Simone goes, she showed me. And I was like, well, Mariah won. There you go. Evil people always win.
Yeah, Simone is apparently still mad at Quad from last year when Quad was, like, was pretty private about what she was going through with her divorce. And Simone is still mad at that. Which also makes me wonder, when Simone talks about what good girlfriend should do, shouldn't a good girlfriend realize that her friend needs some space and doesn't really want to, like, have, like, everything that she's going through put under the scrutiny of cameras? And just because you did it doesn't mean that she automatically wants to do it, too?
Right. And so Simone's with Mariah and Toya, and so she's total shit-talking, but Mariah reminds her, she's like, yeah, but she wants to be friends with you, so it's different, which is true, because all Quad has to do is say sorry one time, and then she'll be tight with Simone again. So Simone shouldn't be with those witches, because she's just going to get herself in trouble.
Yeah, she really will, because I still love Simone. I just think that I think some of her logic is a little hypocritical.
Yeah. So then Quad is like, well, you know, last year was the worst Simone has ever been. I mean, she was just nasty last year. And Heavenly's like, yeah, but at the reunion, she said she would be a better friend to you, Daddy.
Yeah, and apparently that has not really happened at all. And so Quad misses the old Simone. And now Heavenly talks about how, Daddy!
I'm not with putting Band-Aids on a bullet wound!
It's like, okay, relax, sorry, Quad. Relax, Quad. Band-Aids on a bullet wound.
So go ahead. I'm sorry. I just had to get in there.
I forgot that line. Funny. It was funny. Yeah. So the big news is that Daddy is opening an ambulatory surgical center. Someone say that slowly for Toya, please.
An ambulance? Ambulance? What you should have did is just open up an ambulance.
An ambulance sugar setup? What's that going to do?
Are you going to be the Khazar of the ambulance center?
So Heavenly's like, well, I'm just going to be cordial. We're going to have a great time, yeah. Right? And Quad's like, well, I can help you with some of that, but three of those girls are just rude.
Rude! And Simone's talking about how she's going to go to this opening because, you know, everyone likes Daddy, so they're going to go. And she says, when I see Heavenly, I'll say, girl, you look adorable. Is that another outfit from the flea market?
And I actually laughed out loud at that.
I laughed.
Tori's like, that's mean. And she's like, well, I'm just being open and honest.
So now we cut over to Jackie's house where Curtis is sitting there with a nurse named Chatrice, and he's getting like an IV full of fluids because apparently he ate some bad wings the night before and got some pretty nasty food poisoning. And when Curtis gets food poisoning, I just can't even imagine, like, imagine that poor toilet, what that toilet went through last night. The toilet should be getting an IV right now.
That's the same reason you don't date a super... Okay, look, you don't date a super big man because of poop, and you don't get a super huge dog because of poop. I have friends with a Marmaduke dog, like one of those gigantic fucking dogs, and I'm like, what do you... My only question is poop. And they're like, oh, yeah, we have to have trash bags.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, so, it's like you're digging up poop to put away. Ugh, blech.
So Jackie walks into the house, and she's so happy, and I think I figured out why. Because she loves the idea that Curtis gets to be within inches alone with another woman, but then that woman is pricking him with needles, which is his greatest fear. I'm like, see, she finally figured out how to get revenge on him. Poison him and stick him with needles.
Usually it's the woman that gets pricked around Curtis, so it is nice to see. And I thought it was also funny because this is the business that Toya wanted to open, remember? She wanted to have that vitamin NPC business, would listen to her, and now it's everywhere.
Yeah, look, that could have been Eugene giving fluids to Curtis.
Yeah, it's like fluids, the wings are in the fluids.
Jackie's just going to keep him sick, just so that every day he has to get a new needle thing. Like, Jackie, I feel really sick. I think what we need is... more IV injections. It's like some sadistic Munchausen's.
Yeah, it's like some Joy Fielding novel. He's like, why do I keep having heartburn? Just keep taking the infusions, honey.
Oh, but the needles scare me so much. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, Curtis.
Here, he's like, wait a minute. Is that blue cheese going through that tube? Shh, Curtis.
Well, it's amazing how inflicting pain on my husband makes me feel so much better. So I'm moving forward.
I wish. Best season ever.
So, the big news is that Jackie and Curtis have moved into a new house because they've been having a sort of a Goldilocks scenario. Because remember, she wanted the swanky apartment, and then he wanted a country home, and then she went to the country home, and then he cheated and all that stuff. Yeah, fun times.
Yeah, but this is a temporary house, right? Because they're still waiting for their other one to be built? Or is this the one that they built?
I think this is a temporary house because they're going to gut the other one and rebuild it.
Yeah.
The other one is like the standard like Bravo Star in Atlanta house where it's like a McMansion, but it sort of has weird turrets and triangles in it, you know?
Yeah.
And on a hill.
Yeah. So the next scene is Contessa.
Oh, wait, we should mention this really charming moment at the end of the scene where Curtis was walking out the door and Jackie's like, don't forget your suppository. And he's like, I'm going to leave those for you. I like the way you insert them.
Ew, I don't need that. I skipped that on purpose.
Oh, sorry.
Well, that was disgusting. I don't want to think of Jackie sticking her fingers up Curtis's butt. All right, people at home, just rewind this to the blue cheese going through a tube and then fast forward 60 seconds. Okay.
Fast forward through the image of Jackie pushing a suppository in Curtis's rectum and knowing that the suppository probably looks like a Tic Tac because it's Curtis.
Yeah.
You probably have to use like a t-shirt gun to get it up in there.
Oh, God. A caulking gun.
He probably doesn't even need one. It's just more of her torture. I'm sorry, Curtis. Apparently you have an ailment. You'll have to stick something up your ass every single day for the rest of your life.
Still want to cheat? So Contessa's dad picked up the kids. Scott, yeah, I guess, Scott is picking up the kids. Because now it turns out he's Mr. Mom because Contessa moved. Yeah. She was like, bye.
She found this tiny little rental in Nashville. We go over to Nashville, and she's in this tiny little house. And because Contessa has moved to Nashville to, she's pivoting towards public health. And so she's having to, you know, get certified or get a degree in it or whatever. Her dream is to be the next Surgeon General
of the United States of America. And I was like, well, that's one way to dream big.
Yeah.
See, you know, tell people off while they're trying to smoke a damn cigarette. Like, yeah. Wow, what a life, Contessa. Thanks a lot.
So I'm like, you know what's really going to prepare you well to be a nominee for to be Surgeon General? Being on the show. It's really, I'm sure that, like,
yeah.
I'm sure all this is
in general from married to medicine.
I mean, you know what? This our political system has gotten very crazy as it is, so you never know. But just gonna put it out there that if she gets appointed to be Surgeon General, I'm not sure if the Surgeon General to be has to go through any sort of congressional hearings. I think probably so. I think there was an issue with one at one point. I feel like this show might come back to haunt her. Just gonna
but
it
could also help her because this, you know, having a record of Contessa on this show for 3 years, we've seen how much she can just improve her hair with a little bit of criticism.
That's true.
You know?
That's
and her true. Hair looks great now. So you never know. People can change.
Remember Jocelyn Elders? Remember her whole thing that she got into trouble for?
No.
She said that people should masturbate and people were like, oh, well, I never. Got so mad.
Oh God. Jocelyn Elders.
I think that's her name. I think her name is Jocelyn Elders. I've only remembered
Jocelyn Elders masturbation. The Surgeon General fired for defending masturbation.
Yes, that's
oh my God. And this was in 2016? Come on.
No, Jocelyn Elders was the Clinton era, I'm pretty sure.
Oh. Jocelyn Elders served as Surgeon General of the U.S. from 1993 until of masturbation. Because, you know, it's like making the article shorter. I don't even want to click on it.
Until of masturbation.
Like that. She was the Surgeon General of the United States from 1993 until masturbation. Okay, there you go, everybody.
And the cruelty of being fired during the Clinton administration for masturbation. I mean, she's like, but, probably to this day, she's never said anything but.
No kidding. If anybody needed masturbation more, it was that administration. Good Lord.
Anywho, this got really, listen, you know, this marriage medicine brings out a lot of interesting facets. So the point is this, Contessa could be our new Surgeon General, and I'm sure she will teach us a lot about things like calling people's husbands big fat bitches. So there.
She'll be like, if you smoke this cigarette, I'm going to accuse you of trying to throw me down the stairs after breast surgery. Okay. So go ahead, enjoy that cigarette.
She's going to slap a Surgeon General's warning on every crab. Warning, if you see this, do not jump and smack a very good doctor in the chest after she's had a mastectomy. Every crab is going to have a sticker on it.
So yeah, so she's back in school because she wants to be Surgeon General for whatever reason, which means she's not there all week. So poor Scott has to do the work.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, poor Scott. Meanwhile, I love, by the way, though, I mean, I do want to give some props to Contessa. I think it's really cool that she's like, I want to go into public health. And she went and she's like full on, like gone to a university or wherever and to get certified. I'm like, you know what Toya did during the off season? She probably like found a pogo stick at like a store.
I found a pogo stick. That's what I did.
Whereas like she's like, oh, I got certified in public health so I could someday be Surgeon General.
Yeah, and you know, as much as we joke about it, I could actually imagine Contessa becoming Surgeon General.
Yeah.
Like she's got that in, she's just got that energy in her where she's like, guess what? One day I said I wanted to be Surgeon General, and here I am as a Surgeon General. Like, yeah. I buy it.
Toya's like, well, I want to be General Mills. How about that?
Toya.
I went to school for Cheerios.
I don't think Toya would ever buy a pogo stick because it has the word po in it. She's like, I'm rich.
I want a rich girl stick.
She'd also be like, I don't buy sticks.
I want a rich cub stick. Okay.
So Toya's family pulls up in their fucking ridiculous Jeep. I cannot get over this Jeep. Okay, like, I've seen a lot of ridiculous cars on Bravo, but you are not MJ from Shaw's. Stop it.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, it was one thing when Eugene was just driving this Jeep around, you know, because of midlife crisis and stuff. But then the fact that it's actually like the family Jeep and the whole family's in it. I'm like, What are you doing driving up to your cul-de-sac in like a Mad Max post-apocalyptic Jeep? Okay, this is ridiculous.
You're not serving in Afghanistan. You're building a house, okay?
I know. You're building a McMansion in like, you know, in the middle of Bumblefuck, okay? You do not need this massive off like ridiculous car.
Yeah, thanks for all you're doing to kill the earth, you dicks.
I know. Get a Ford Taurus or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Toya, of course, guess what Toya is excited about when she sees the house? It's a walkway. Because Toya is obsessed with sidewalks and cement things. That's all she needs.
It's true. She needs to have that path. So she's very excited. And she's also... Toya's like, you know those bugs where like, if the bug is crawling around on a piece of paper and you draw a line, the bug will be like, whoa, I can't walk any further. There's a barrier there. And like the bug doesn't realize that it could just perfectly walk over a drawn line. But the bug is like, whoopsies. So it goes the other direction.
Is that true?
There's a video out there of like a little bug. And that's not all bugs, but there's a little bug and it's on a piece of paper and it's just walking along. And then someone draws a line and it's like, whoa. And so the Toya bug turns and then it walks in a different direction. They draw another line and the bug's like, okay, I can't go that way either. They're basically like mind fucking the bug. And you know that's what Toya is without a walkway.
Well, right, I guess I'm going to walk on this lawn right now. I don't know where to go. Help, I'm lost.
I guess it's the inverse, because what I'm saying is that Toya needs the lines and the bug is
lost. Yeah, she needs them. Toya never leaves her house because they get a big square sidewalk in their backyard. She's like, what do I do now?
Oh my god, don't ever put Toya in a traffic circle.
Well, gee, this road is so long, I've been driving on it for 12 hours.
So then a Bible hymn plays when we see the house, or like some classical music that's like, oh, and she's like, this has been a long time coming. When I tell you we've been waiting so many years to get where we are, and then we see clips of Toya over the years. My favorite part is when the tax person's like, yeah, you guys can't spend so much money. And Toya goes, so you want me to downgrade my house at Drink Boone's Farm?
And he kind of goes, yes. So, yeah.
You know, we've always called her, because our friend Lorianne Commons, hey, baby, she calls her Toya Income Destroyer. And that has always been my favorite term for Toya.
So, yeah. So they're walking through this, like, half-built McMansion. And Toya's like, I never knew it would be so difficult. I'm like, girl, this was a plot of land 3 months ago. Like, what part of a rush job did you think would be easy?
And that is fast, 3 months, my god.
I know. And Eugene is like, I knew it would be difficult because you were picking out everything, so it had to be difficult.
He's like, this was basically Toya shopping for 3 months, you know. And she goes, well, I narrowed that by vision board.
Well, these dum-dums gave a 60-day notice to their landlords, which means they have to be out of their house, which also means the house has to be, their new house has to be done in 60 days. And like, I think in real life you just don't do that until you're truly 60 days out. But it's TV, so they have to add some sort of, like, ticking clock to
Well,
to
it's
move
Toya
this.
Life, so she can't just get a house that they can afford. She probably got some expensive ass hat. The house is huge they're living in.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you can't carry a $10,000 a month rent while you're doing whatever.
While you're also building a house. That's true.
Yeah. Oh, Toya.
So now we go over to Cecil and Simone. They're teaching Michael, their younger son, how to drive. The whole family's in this Tesla. First of all, call me crazy. I think a Tesla is not the car to teach a teenager how to drive in, because those things go from 0 to 80 in about 1 second. No joke. So I am not putting a teenager... You know what that teenager gets? A 1997 Honda Civic. That's what you get to start your driving journey.
Well, you know that's what she'll buy him, but probably not to train him in.
Yeah.
I love that we're going to car shame every single person. And before I was like, thanks for killing the earth. And now these people are driving a Tesla. And I'm like, thanks for putting the earth in danger with your fast car.
Well, they just don't know how to do it. Like, I mean, I support them having a Tesla, but I just don't support, I think it's really dangerous and also foolhardy to put your child who doesn't know how to drive, have him drive in a car that goes from 0 to 80 immediately. And it's a very expensive car, too. Just, like, start him off with something sensible, okay?
Oh, and you know what else is horrible? When parents buy their kids their first car, like, one of those gigantic GMCs.
Ugh.
Gigantic. Where, like, your kid is going to rear-end somebody. So let's try not to kill that person that your kid is going to rear-end, you know?
And, like, and try not to be shocked when your kid suddenly has, like, a keg of beer in the back of that giant GMC, Kyle Richards. I'm assuming Kyle bought a GMC for some one of the haircuts at some point.
Oh, so now it turns out that I was being an asshole before just for fun, because Cecil does have a job now. He became a real estate agent.
Yeah.
It's good for him. And he sold a $900,000 house. Cecil, you're back in.
You're back in. And the whole family is living under one roof. And Simone is like, but the problem is that boys are messy and they leave dirty socks everywhere and things are messy. I'm like, Simone, you're a doctor and you drive a Tesla. Hire a cleaning lady. Just do it.
Yeah. And Cecil is also working part-time as Simone's executive assistant, which is hilarious.
Yeah, exactly. And Miles, by the way, Miles is 21 now. What is it with Bravo kids? They have some weird, like, when they get to college, there's some weird space-time continuum thing that happens where, like, last season, Miles is becoming, it's like going off to his freshman year, and this season, he's almost graduated. I'm like, how did that happen? Like, how does it, like, happen with Avery and, like, every other teenager in Bravo? They just speed through college.
No, because he just went to his first year, but he went to a really good school. He went to Howard, but then he just fucked around the whole time and got drunk. Yeah. So now they're just calling it his gap year because he's starting all over at Georgia State.
Yeah, Cecil goes, well, Malia took a gap year in Europe, and Miles took his gap year just while he was in school. And then Michael goes, involuntarily. And then they also shade Michael because they're like, well, Mike, the SATs are coming up. You think you can beat Miles? And Simone goes, well, but Miles is smart. Like, excuse me.
Poor kid.
That's Michael. Like, don't say that to Michael. He was the one who was, like, so sweet in the yogurt shop that one time.
I know. She's like, he cried at Planet Yogurt. Who does that?
I know. I love their family. I think they have such a sweet family.
Yeah, they do. And I'm glad they're all back together and worked all that shit out. It's nice to see.
I agree.
Oh. I like Cecil getting bitched at, but I don't like him seeing bitched at. You know what I mean? Like, when it's fun bitching.
I just think those kids are so sweet, and I would hate for them to have like the undue stress that comes with, you know, parental separation, etc. I just want them to just live a happy life. So anyway, now we move on. And Ronnie, I was really excited about this because I feel like this was the debut of a Trixie Monocle dance anthem. Was that just me? I feel like it was a big old, like, Trixie's first time trying to really go for the mass market.
What was it?
It went like this. Na 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 na. Step, step, step to the right. Shake it on down to the ground, down, down. Now back it up. Back that thing up. Now slide. 1, 2. I was like, Trixie's trying to get a dance.
Maybe they were just trying to teach Toria how to put on makeup, because that's what it led into.
Okay, I'm going to go, nah, nah, nah. Step to the right. Step to the... Ah, I hit the wall.
All right, let's start that over. So Mariah's going to be riding with Mariah and Aiden. And
it's a daddy's event.
Yeah, and she's FaceTiming, and she's, like, half naked. And Eugene's like, what if I was standing right next to a coworker? And she's like, don't stand in front of a coworker then.
What you should have did was open this up in private.
So then Aiden and Mariah are getting ready, and Mariah's like, typical Mariah, she's like, I get extra points for going, and they better have food that she didn't make.
And then Simone and Cecil are riding in a car with a new lady named Buffy and her husband, Dr. David, who's a psychiatrist. So I don't know if Buffy is a new cast member or most likely just a friend of. They've been sort of road testing some friend ofs for the past few years, and no one has really stuck. We had Janice, and then we had, I forget the lady from last year. I don't even remember her name, but she had like bleach blonde hair. So now this year, it's Buffy. Let's see what Buffy can do.
I think it's Buffy, but I think there's a full-time this year, but I couldn't tell if it was her because I could have sworn the new full-time was blonde too, but I don't know.
Oh, maybe. You know what would be nice? If they brought back Jill the Daffodil.
Oh my god,
she was Jill a crazy the face. And if you don't know what, if you are a newer listener and you don't know what we're talking about, there was this girl, she was like a white girl from like season 3 who was really high strung, and there was an episode where she walked into a store and Quad was there, and Quad just went, Jill the Daffodil has it, baby! And to this day, we still have no idea what she's talking about.
one of the best sound clips ever.
I know. I wish I had that clip available, but I actually don't know where it is.
It's so like, Simona's warning her that it's going to be an ugly night. You know, she's like, well, I want to make sure you meet all these ladies, even the ones I'm not fooling with. And to be clear, three of the ladies I haven't seen since New York. We are truly dysfunctional. And Buffy's like, well, thanks for the invite. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. And then Simone starts talking about how she basically blocked Heavenly, and she loves to block everyone, like anyone. She's like, I just love to block a bitch. Anyone at all.
Yeah, it's like, I'll block you. Block.
Yeah. So
and
now
Buffy goes, well, but what if you block me? It's just, oh, I won't block you. You're sensational, smart, and rich. I love rich people.
Yeah. So now people start arriving, and I just love the fact that, like, this is, like, the only show that would throw a red carpet, old Hollywood-style party for the opening of an ambulatory clinic. I mean, come on now. It's an ambulatory clinic, and there's a red carpet.
Yeah. So Tori and Mariah are arriving, and Tori is like, is anyone going on the red carpet? It's in the handicapped spot.
Yeah. And Mariah's like, yes, Heavenly, here for the maroon carpet, the dingy buildings, and the parking lot full of food trucks, sort of her style.
Yeah, like she's like, welcome to a parking lot that's so Heavenly.
And Daddy, meanwhile, is like, this is surreal. I can't believe this is really me. Is this really mine? Wow. Doing his daddy thing.
So then Heavenly's saying hi to everybody. And Shady asked Mariah brought her sister Lake to start some shit.
And Heavenly's not happy about it. But I wasn't totally sure why Heavenly wasn't happy about it. Was it just because she just knew there'd be a fight as a result?
Yeah, she's like, you're going to accuse Quad of sleeping with this woman's husband, and then you have to bring her to the opening? I mean, come on. Like, yeah. It's obvious, you know?
Meanwhile, Toya is having her world rocked with the hors d'oeuvres. She's like, that's one big-ass meatball. Wow. Reminds me of a man. Ugh. You see, like, a giant, giant red meatball in a tiny little dish.
Yeah, and then Mariah's like, they don't taste that good. And I'm like, ugh, now I just have Toya and Mariah in my mind eating their husband's balls, and I'm disgusted. So
don't forget Dr. Jackie shoving a suppository up Curtis's asshole.
Oh, God. Yeah, this is not an episode to eat dinner through, for sure.
It's called Married to Medicine, okay? Not Married to Daisies in the Field.
Also, don't make me hungry.
Also, I would watch Marriage of Daisies in the Field. That sounds nice.
We would watch it. We would be like, guys, the best new show on TV. It's about flowers.
Oh my God, this episode was so good. So Sven was fucking around with another daisy, and so that's when Marjorie had to be like, Sven, you come home right now because you're not allowed in the field anymore.
And then we're like, who pollinated Daisy? Dun, dun, dun.
Who put a suppository up Daisy's stem? So Curtis and Jackie arrive. Just a lovely, talented young lady. And then Mariah basically doesn't want to talk to them because she's still mad about Open and Honest, etc.
Yeah, Mariah's just so furious. And none of the girls are really talking to each other. We have the two teams, right? And so Mariah sees the other girls, and she's like, they're keeping their distance. They should. And she's like, I don't know about facing Dr. Jackie. She's just like Quad to me now. She's in the same place as Quad.
Oh, please.
Be quiet, you.
Yeah. Isn't this where also they shaded the clinic? They're like, well, it's a good thing this is only 400 square feet because we have to stay as far apart as possible. Something like that. So Heavenly and Cecil have a very cold handshake moment, you know, when they come face to face, and Heavenly's like, well, Cecil isn't as friendly as usual. He's checking his phone. Maybe he's checking Twitter. Hopefully he's not tweeting at me.
Then Quad comes in like a full fur and like, you know, Quad. She's like, it's an opening. So she comes in like some crazy fur and does the red carpet like it's a real thing.
I know, exactly. Where there's like the photographer from the Penny Saver, and she's like, ah! I can't believe I get to walk the carpet at this beautiful event.
And Guad's like, hello, Heavenly. I want to know every single thing about the Ambulatina Love Surgerina Centurium.
Like, and, all right. And, you know, by the way, once again, we should mention that everyone is dressed for old Hollywood except for Daddy. Of course, I mean, I'm happy that Daddy did not wear scrubs. I think this is a step in the right direction, but he's just wearing like a blazer and khakis. I'm like, at least try to do your theme. This is your theme. I mean, yes, it's ridiculous that there's an old Hollywood theme for your ambulatory, you know, surgical unit or whatever. Does it make sense why it's old Hollywood for an ambulatory clinic? No, but go with it because your wife just spent a lot of money to make it.
Yeah, well, it's like Costco glamour. You know, it's like old Costco wood. Old Kirkland wood, which I approve of. You know, it's harder to find clothes just for every Bulk event Betty when you're Davis. A bigger person. You know, old. The only place some of us can shop is Old Navy. Okay, I'm stuck with whatever they get me.
Yeah, I just feel like Daddy never makes an effort, and it drives me nuts. But he wore his formal scrubs, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, his formal scrubs.
Yeah.
So the girls are all gossiping, and we see Quad come in. And she actually looks at Simone, like to mm-hmm. say hi, but Simone won't look at her.
Yeah.
And they were sure to show us in close-up so we can know what a lie face Simone is, right?
Yeah.
So Toria goes, I don't know if you noticed, but Quad just passed by you. And Simone goes, it's okay. I appreciate not being fixed. That's okay that she didn't say hi. It's like, yeah. You little fucker. You wouldn't even look at her.
Yeah, exactly. I noticed that too. Quad made eye contact first, and Simone goes, Quad is giving me Stevie Wonder. She can't even see me. I was like, I feel like I shouldn't laugh at that.
it's not only a blind joke, it's also a really old joke, you know?
That's true, too.
Like, are there no modern-day blind people we can make fun of? Like, what the hell? Be.
What about that guy who was on American Idol 10 years ago? So Simone is like, I'm not sure why Quad and I are not as close as we used to be. I'm like, how about she went through a terrible divorce last year, and while she was like at her bottom, you then got mad at her because she wasn't sharing with you when she was just trying to keep her shit together. How about it's because of that? It's what you started, what you caused, Simone.
Yeah, Simone got really mean last year. Jeez.
She really did. So contestants Scott arrive, and then Damon gives like a tour, and he gives like a lovely speech about, you know, how his, you know, great-grandparents were slaves, and now like basically like it's really awesome to have, like, now he has his own, you know, surgical center, which is an amazing thing. So he gave that, and he showed all the equipment and stuff, and all the people who were there were just like nodding politely. They had no idea. He was like, and this one here allows for the scoopity with the flippity, and everyone's like, we have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah,
we can't follow this at all.
And Heavenly's like, that's my baby. Yeah. It was really cute. And then he tells us a story, or Eugene tells us, he's like, yeah, you know, I moved here and I didn't know anybody, and Daddy gave me my first job and like really supported me and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then Toria's like, paid for our wedding in cash. Like, yeah, so maybe be nice, Toya.
Yeah. So the women start gathering outside. They all come together. Finally, the two groups come together outside. And Contessa gives, like, a big hug to Lake, which a lot of the women were, like, not happy about because, I guess, Lake is a divisive character at the moment. So the producer asks Quad, what was your reaction to seeing Lake tonight? And Quad goes, I don't see any of those people. I don't see any of them.
And he goes, is it awkward for you? And she's like, I will not make a comment.
No comments at this time. I prefer to have my privacy so I can go back to my bed that's against the corner of a room.
So everyone, Heavenly's trying, you know, in her really high Heavenly voice. She's like, it's a beautiful setting, isn't it? Everyone's looking so lovely.
Yeah. And then eventually the topic of open and honest is breached. And so Mariah basically says to Jackie, you know, when you did that, you showed your slip by doing that. And Jackie goes, I had on pants.
She goes, yeah, but you showed your slip. And it was a good way to see what you said, because now I see who you are.
Jackie's like,
thank you.
An accomplished doctor with years of training and education who has launched not only a successful practice, but also a fitness program and now a lovely podcast that you all listen to. Thank you so much.
Thank
you.
You
do see me for who I am. Someone very successful who will get much farther in life than you will. Thank you.
Yep. And Jackie tells us, I only said what had already been said or done. I don't understand why people are mad. And so Heavenly's like, yeah, but we did have some girlfriend codes that were broken. And Buffy goes, like, what? What are you guys talking about? Because I'm new. So someone just catch me up. I don't have a TV.
I'm new, even though I've definitely watched this all in anticipation of this. But I'm new. So Simone's like, I told Heavenly some things confidentially. And Heavenly's like, everyone in the world knew that Simone didn't like Cecil not working. That ain't no fucking secret, Daddy.
And then Simone goes, yeah, and Cecil pissed her off on Twitter. She's like, I wasn't pissed. I was just responding to negative tweets.
Yeah. She's like,
I'm not used to men talking to other... I'm used to men talking to other men, not women.
Which I can't stand this thing. Like, oh, men should stay out of women's business.
Yeah. And Simone's doing that thing where she's like, but the issue is... Because when she gets mad, she goes into preacher talk.
Yeah.
The issue is I had a problem with this woman over here. And she's like, well, come on. What is it? She's like, if I can't finish what I am saying. I'm like, Simone, no. Everyone's used to your power move of talking very slowly and yes, taking way too long just so you can feel like you won. No, spit it out, okay? This is a fight.
Also, Simone always gets derailed. I mean, most reality stars get derailed by this, but Simone, I feel like, especially gets derailed by the, can I finish? Can I finish? If I can finish what I'm trying to say. Because the moment you start saying that, then other people will, someone usually says something like, well, finish what you have to say because it's not worthwhile anyway. And then it gets sidetracked in a whole other argument. I'm like, just say what you have to say.
Yeah. So Heavenly's like, well, I don't like when a man's talking shit to a woman because that's a bitch. And Simone's like, do not say that about my husband. And Contessa starts yelling. She goes, oh, okay, fine. So if a man says shit to me, I can call him a bitch and that's it.
Yeah. That's also, by the way, going to be the new stance of her Surgeon General tenure.
Yes, that's going to be on her Surgeon General ads.
Yeah.
Paid for. This has been paid for by Married to Medicine.
She's going
to
be proposing for our mental health that if men talk some shit to women, women can call men bitches.
And Mariah's like, well, you can't say that. You can't say that to someone's husband.
Yeah. And then she does, like, a Popeye face, like a real hardcore Popeye face. Like,
yeah.
Like, she, like, clicks extra hard. Like,
while her eye, like, winks shut, her Popeye eye.
Yeah.
And then Simone's like, well, Contessa, your husband was in someone's face, so I don't know what the hell you're talking about. And then we cut to when they were on that boat, and everybody's yelling and screaming. Simone is yelling and screaming. And Scott's like, do not talk about my wife like that or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Toya goes, that was a bitch.
You know what's so funny? Because there's like this weird thing where I feel like we see on reality from reality stars is that they expect their husbands to have their back, constant have their back. But then when the husband does speak up to defend their wife, it's like, oh, getting involved with the women's business. I'm like, what are we supposed to do here? You know, like this is,
yeah,
it's ridiculous. These expectations. Okay, guys.
Come on, guys.
So we see that Scott basically snapped at Simone. It's like, oh, he got involved with the bitches or whatever. And I don't, you know, I'm going to let you describe this because there was actually so much discussion. I can't even track what led up to Contessa saying her sort of her inflammatory statement.
Because Toya's like, well, something. That your husband was a bitch. And Contessa's like, oh, don't act like your husband isn't going to be standing up for you in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Toria said, my husband don't fight with women. And then Contessa goes, your husband is the definition of a big ass bitch.
It was like, whoa. And then Jack. And
Buffy did do that. She's like, whoa.
Buffy's like, oh, this is great. Great. So Jackie goes, my open and honest was supposed to get the women talking, not fighting. Jackie, I mean, whether it's the lemon squeeze or open and honest or any number of your attempts to bring these women together, it just never works. When are you just going to give up, Jackie? It's not going to work. By the way,
it's the new open and honest.
I should, you know, it is. You know me, I of course have to say this, because one thing that does bother me is I can't stand when, like, when people go to insult a guy and they say, oh God, he's such a bitch. I can't stand that, because I don't think that being, I don't like that, would like using like a feminine descriptor to like take a guy down. I think that's bullshit. So I'm just saying that right there, that I do not.
God, I must make you crazy.
No. I mean, I can deal with it. I mean, listen, I think I've said it like several times also. I'm just saying I aspire to not call, like, if a man is being like, you know, simpering or whatever, like, I wish we could come up with a better word than like, he's a little bitch, because like, ultimately it's basically like the insult there is that he's acting like a woman. Right. And so I just don't like that. Okay. Sorry. I just have to stand up for the ladies. Okay.
Yeah, I personally don't care. And I don't care when people call other people gay and stuff like that as an insult. For some reason, that one bothers me way more. But I know that it bothers other people. So here's what I've come up with. I just say dickhole.
See, like, that's that guy, good.
That chick's that's a dickhole. Good. Or that guy's a dickhole. Because really, people like dicks, but no one loves a dickhole. I mean, God knows what that thing's filled.
Some
with.
People just like a dickhole. Some people do, like Dr. Jackie. But, no, but for real, it's not like the biggest offense in the world to me. I just, it's one of those things that, like, when I hear it, it still makes me go like, even though I probably said it several times. Just like to share.
Well,
I like to make people think about things differently, okay, from time to time.
Ben, open and honest was supposed to bring people together.
Not make them feel like they're being lectured to by a podcaster.
No, I mean, I get it.
I'm being open and honest, like a dickhole.
Yeah, don't be a dickhole, okay?
Yeah. There.
Thanks for listening to Watch What Crap
Such a batch.
So Buffy's like, where the hell did you guys bring me? Jeez. And Heavenly's like, oh my God, this is a classy event.
Yeah. And so Jackie goes, again, she goes, did these two learn anything from Open and Honest? Don't belittle your friend's husband. I'm like, Jackie, why do you think anyone is trying to take any lessons from Open and Honest? Okay. It is a podcast that's hosted on Prodigy. Okay.
So Contessa's like, well, look, I'm sorry for interjecting, but she shouldn't have started talking as usual. And Quad goes, calm. Listen, if you all want to have an effective conversation, then you should allow them to speak. I was like, oh yeah, Quad, the epitome of calm conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Toya was shockingly silent during all this. I mean, I was surprised that she was so quiet. I think that
she said Contessa's husband was a bitch, so.
Yeah, I mean, she was normally, that's the sort of thing that would get Toya up and out of her chair. And the fact that she just sat there very silently meant that either she's maturing or Contessa used a word that she didn't know.
She's waiting. She's biding her time. She saw Simone fighting her fight for her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that Simone is so close now with Toya and Mariah, because now she's going to be fighting for them. And, goof, that's just the wrong sign.
Yeah. So basically Quad's like, tonight needs CPR because some of these women are flatlining and some of them are almost dead. I'm like, I think that's the same concept.
So then some go inside. So there's inside and outside. So Buffy tells whoever, I guess Simone, she's like, you handled that like a lady and a good mother. It's like, I don't even know who you're talking to, but I can tell you you're wrong. You're incorrect.
Yeah. So Toya's like, well, I could have predicted how this party would have ended up. We're in a parking lot. What did you expect?
So Scott comes over to say hi to Mariah, and he's being really nice. And Mariah's like, oh, well, hello. Your wife is over there calling people's husbands bitches, so you might want to go take care of that.
You mean the future Surgeon General is over there calling people's husbands bitches.
Your wife is over there telling people that cigarettes are going to kill them, so might want to go get her.
Your wife is over there starting a Twitter feud with C. Everett Koop, so you might want to... rein that in.
Toya leaves, and Eugene's like, wait a minute, who'd they call a bitch? And Toya's like, you a bitch. Then Eugene goes, but I want to know why I'm being a bitch so I can change my behavior. And Cecil goes, hey, good to meet you, I'm a bitch too. What up, bitch?
It was funny. Even though I have a fundamental issue, it was still funny. I was laughing.
I thought it was funny. I think it's so funny that the husbands are so used to this. They're just like they making care. Fun of it at the end of the parties now, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then at the end, Heavenly's like,
Damon, I am embarrassed. If I had known something like this would have happened, I would not have invited certain ladies to your party.
He's like, I knew something like this would happen.
Really?
I'm like, Heavenly, come on now. It's your show.
Yeah. He's like, wow, this ended really early.
Yeah, shocking that no one wanted to hang around an ambulatory care clinic.
Yeah. Man, what a fun first episode. Love you, Married to Medicine.
Yeah, very fun, very fun. I was really enjoying it, so that's good.
Yeah, that was fun. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow with some Below Deck Mediterranean.
We're excited for that.
Tickets for everything over at watchwhatcrappens.com. T-shirts, merch, find our cameos. Do whatever you want to do, okay? We love you.
Yeah, we do. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, it's Emma from The Emma Gunn Show. Can I ask you a question? What's your internet like? Go on, you can tell me. Is it a bit patchy? Maybe slower in some parts of the house than others? Does it buffer when you're trying to stream a movie? Well, I think you deserve better. It's why I upgraded to BT Complete Wi-Fi, because I have no time for slow connections, buffering, or weak signals. I want the same super fast, super reliable broadband wherever I am in the house. And thanks to my smart hub and Wi-Fi disk, that's exactly what I get. To find out more, go to www.bt.com/broadband/complete-Wi-Fi.
Get ready for Brexit on the 31st of October. Find out what you need to do to prepare at gov.uk/Brexit.